Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, this is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve's Gym. A program that talks about God's work and the God's education. And so, how are you today? I guess this is day has gone well, and New Year has gone well. Already we're 15 days into the New Year. I pray that all has gone well. I'm going to read just a couple of verses today from the first book of the Bible, Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verse 7, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in the image of God. He created a man and a woman. You know, we're all different, we're all different, we're all unique individuals, and we're all unique. Creating God, that God created us in His image, yet we are all the same. No, God is not for this, but we created God in His own image. God has a lot of different expressed in different ways. One of us has a personality nobody else has. Only nobody else has. Some of us are plants and cool and gay and lesbian. And we are all in God's image, but created in a special way. We're all created uniquely. God has a plan for each and every one of us. You know, I discovered that I was trans. And many people discovered, and the LGBT community discovered. Most people know when they're children. There's some that there's a few people who discover when they're adults. I know a couple of people that happen. But the way they discover when they're going to be adults. But just because we know I know we believe in kindness, many people know. Like I mentioned earlier, many people know who they are before. By the time they're three years. One thing about 3 years back is that we all have to carry our images that I also mentioned that. You know, we all have our own journey. We're all journey different, and we have our own different journey. And my journey is different from someone else's journey. Now, you know, I've often heard the thing that heard where when people discover that gay or lesbian or by what all the different exposures are younger, different, and they're just as young as they know what's going to happen if God makes a mistake. In a sense, that is, yeah, God doesn't make mistakes. So if you're part of the LGBT, say that. He doesn't make mistakes. Now, I doesn't say, nowhere in the Bible does it say that every person that God created, you tell you what enormous it is. Great. I mean, there's a lot of people in the Old Testament who know little or nothing about it. And who knows? You know, some of them may have been queer, some of them may have been, you know, gay or lesbian, or, you know, they're eunuchs or a god at all through the Old Testament. So, you know, and God, and there's a, you know, there's a good deal about eunuchs. In the book of Isaiah, when he says the thing of the God that eunuchs will welcome into the into God's kingdom. And aside, you know, one thing is that eunuchs are born that way, you know, some from the eunuch. One reason why they were cast there is because the main thing that high is voice. The singing was a big part of that. Many of these societies back then. And some see, you know, some are born that way, some attached to it, and some choose to live that way. Thinking that, you know, God only knows what happened that season, abstained from sin, abstained from all from the idols. So whoever you are, this great God created you, you're not, you know, somebody. And somebody says that God makes a mistake, you say, yeah, that's true. He didn't make a mistake. He didn't make a mistake with me. He didn't make a mistake with you. He didn't make a mistake with anybody else. We are who God created. And that's the beauty of God. That's the diversity that God has. I discovered that. You know, when I said I was done, you know, I got to meet people that most likely I would have never met. Many wonderful and talented and skilled individuals, wonderful people. And yet with what's going on with that, so they are forced to let them go because of who we are. But if I made God's image, you're made God's image for God's exchange. And the beauty of God is he can, you know, he can do this, you know, he can be his instrument. So we can see, so we, God can, you know, just like God with the eunuchs, you know, God, many of the eunuchs were more highly praised in King's court. And there were many who, and there were many fans who actually loved God. With God. You know, I became a Christian over 50 years ago. And one question I heard about it, I wasn't safe at all. You know, I say to others, I am a Christian who happens to be fans. And I don't know other Christians who are differently gendered or have different sexuality. And God loves each one of us differently. He loves each one of us the same way. I think so that's my error there. God is each and every one of us. Because we're all unique, he has one of the same. When you don't fit somebody's idea of what a Christian is, how they mean you share with them that God created you. And you share with them that I'm not a mistake. God has a plan for you. I was uniquely and wonderfully made. So you know, God can do wonderful things in your life. And God loves you. One of the things that I like to do this year is to introduce more people into the kingdom of God. You know, I would like to see more trans people. God loves you. God loves you you want. That's what I would think. And just remember now that whatever, however, God created you, that you're in His limit. You're all in His limit. There's no difference. The difference in this thing, it doesn't matter who you are, and whether you're male or female, who you are, or whether you're, whether you're a Gentile, it doesn't matter. You're creating a God thing, and that is another thing. And this is a short lesson, but I thought it was as important to discuss that. And this is going to be I'd like to thank my guest for being here, and I look forward to getting back together with you on our next. Thank you, and God bless you. Good night.